Beautiful stuff there. We are joined by our guest at this moment, Epiphany Achikowo, who will talk to us about, describing and giving us a picture of the events of how will Jesus come. And she's already on the line with us. Good afternoon, Ms. Achikowo.
Good afternoon, Brother Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I am fine, thank you very much.
Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much for joining us in this new year. I hope all has been going well for you.
I'm grateful. I can't complain a bit. The Lord has been kind.
Fantastic. I'm so, so happy to hear that. Now, today we're going to be talking about the second coming of Jesus. And of course, get a few details about that great and inevitable event so that none of us will be deceived or confused about it when it actually does come to pass. Now, will the coming of Jesus be for those who are His followers, so it's going to be happening for them because they've been following him, and so he's now coming back for them to be seen by them?
Yes, Brother Zama, I think the question is, will it be a secret?
Well, that's what I want to find out.
Definitely not.
Will he be coming to those who actually are just following him and just those people?
No, not really, because the word of God records that every eye shall see him. So it's irrespective of whether you believe or you don't. If we go to the word of God, it says in Revelations 1 verse 7, look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. So when we talk of every eye, we are not just talking about people who believe and follow Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. but rather every living human being that have eyes to see. And I believe the blind on that particular day will be granted the opportunity to have sight for them to see the glorious coming of Jesus. Mm-hmm. If we also go to the word of God, Matthew chapter 24, verse 30, it says, at that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. So the coming of Jesus will be an inescapable event to every human being. So it's irrespective of whether you believe or you don't believe.
So there's no secrecy about it. It's just going to be happening in plain sight.
This is just going to happen in plain sight, Brother Zama. It's very unfortunate, I think, because of how corrupt the world is. There has been narratives of how Jesus will come either to a certain group of people in a certain certain locality where maybe it's just that grouping of people will see him. And we have also heard of the secret rapture, where individuals will actually leave the earth and not necessarily having Jesus Christ to come to see us. But the word of God says in Matthew 24, verse 25 to 27, for as lightning that comes from the east is visible, even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Mm. So you can imagine how lightning sometimes strikes.
Yeah.
I have had some time incidences, and I think other people can relate to what I'm going to say. When you're asleep and there is that big bolt of lightning that can actually wake you up, and you're like, wow, that was powerful. So that is how the coming of Jesus Christ is being likened to. That you can't miss lightning. In all honesty, when it strikes and you're awake and you are wherever you are, you can't pretend you've not seen it. And you can't say, it was invisible. It would be as visible and as tangible as that. So the coming of Jesus Christ will not be to a specific grouping of people, neither will it be private. It will be out there for everyone to see him come, and every eye shall witness his coming, like I have alluded to earlier. So Jesus, as he went up, that's the way he will also come down. That's according to Acts chapter 1, 10, verse 10 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we read a lot about him, you know, on the scriptures, how he was born and how he was translated into heaven, etc., etc. And of course, the return is documented, well documented. But what is to be clear is, will he be coming in real person? Like, is it going to be a real person, or is this going to be a supernatural thing that that is not really human or a real person? How is it going to be?
That's a good question, Brother Zama. The Word of God, like I have already said, that Jesus will return and every eye will see him. And also that his coming will not be in secret. And the thing is that he will come in the human form, the form in which he left the earth.
I see.
Let me just read this, Acts chapter 1, 10 to 11. Mm-hmm. It said, they, the followers of Jesus, were looking intently up into the sky as Jesus was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." So that's Acts chapter 1, 10, verse 10 to 11. So the way Jesus went in the human form is the way, same way he will return. The same Jesus who healed the sick, who opened the eyes of the blind, the same Jesus who spoke to the woman who was found in adultery, the same Jesus who wiped away the tears of the mourners, and the same Jesus that died on the cross of Calvary is the Jesus whom we will witness on his coming.
Yeah, it's going to be a glorious event, I must say. It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic, glorious, glorious event. Now, the broadcasting of his coming, how's that going to happen? Because, I mean, the world is quite vast. There's 8 billion occupants of the universe currently and, you know, living in many places, thousands of kilometers apart. You know, others are in North America, others are in the southern tip of Africa, others are in Asia, South America, etc., etc. I mean, Europe, etc. People are in many different places. Surely there's got to be a way to, you know, a broadcast. What other ways will he broadcast his return?
The way Jesus is going to broadcast his return is that there shall be a shout of an archangel, which I believe will be audible to every human being. And I'm sure we are not going to miss that, Brother Zama.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just look for the scripture that talks about his coming. It says in Matthew 24:30, "Then the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn. They will see the man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." And then maybe let me also read 1 Thessalonians 4:16. "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise." So there shall be that glorious shout of the archangel, which we will not miss, not even by a second or by a minute of a second, which will maybe alert us that Jesus has come and he is here to take the saints of the Lord, the faithful of the Lord.
Now, is he coming alone?
Jesus will come, will be accompanied by holy angels. And this is according to Matthew 25, verse 31, which says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. So he will be accompanied by the angels, holy angels, and as you have already indicated, it's promising that it will be such a glorious event for those that love and trust the Lord.
A glorious event indeed. I mean, it does definitely sound like that. Now, over the centuries, I mean, from literally the earlier centuries, people have been studying the scriptures, and you know, others have told us of the exact coming, you know, of his return. And among the other dates that were said was in 1844, 22 October, and that didn't happen. And we've heard recently that there are some are saying very accurate predictions, because there's going to be an end of some number of days, and so this should be in 2025. So,
yes,
what is the exact date of his return? Because, I mean, everybody has been guessing, and I suppose you're going to be taking us out of the misery. Give us the date, please.
Brother Zama, let me just say, I also do not have the date. I want to believe that the followers of Jesus Christ are a group of people who also read the word and read the word with the help of, get an understanding with the help of the Holy Spirit. And the word of God says, no one knows the day. No one knows the hour. Even the angels that are in heaven do not know of the day, nor do they know of the hour, let alone us who are waiting here. It says in Matthew 24, verse 36, but of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. So I think as Christians, it is prudent for us to be ever so ready. We can just talk about are the signs of the times, which can just reflect that his coming is not too far away. But of the day, we will never know. Of the hour, we will never know. Why? Because the word of God says we will never know. And if we go to the word of God, Romans in Numbers 21 actually says, for God is not like man that he should lie, neither does God repent. So if God does not lie and if God does not repent, so what we look at is we look at Matthew chapter 24 and verse 36 and 44 and say, we do not know of the time, we do not know of the day, we do not know of the hour. And I think as Christians, if we are ever ready, the day, the time, the hour will not be of importance, because we are ready.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to this a glorious, glorious day. We normally call it a glorious morning. Will it be in the morning?
Hopefully so, before we experience any other thing. But I think maybe the term morning is used because it's a dawn of something that is new.
Ah, okay. All right.
Possibly not necessarily referring to morning as in the, what do we call it, our time on our watches, because it can be morning in the USA and afternoon in Africa, but morning in terms of a new dawn, a new beginning, a new experience.
Lovely. Definitely looking forward to that. We're wrapping up now, Epifania. One word to the listener as we wrap up. What is it that you'd say they must absolutely remember and not forget about this particular subject?
My encouragement to the listener is that may we be ever prepared for the coming of the Lord, because we know not know of the day, neither do we know of the hour, neither do we know of any other thing outside of the fact that the promise is sure that Jesus will come again.
Thank you so much for joining us, Epifania. Blessings to you. I hope you have a fantastic afternoon further.
Thank you very much, my brother Zama. You also enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.